Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Police chief testifies about George Floyd's death.
It's not part of our training, and it is certainly not part of our ethics or our values.
An NCAA first, as Baylor takes the title.
The city of Waco deserves this!
The All-Star Game reportedly headed to Denver.
Major League Baseball spoke up loudly.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Damning testimony at Derek Chauvin's murder trial. The Minneapolis police chief says the ex-officer violated police standards and training when he held his knee to George Floyd's neck. Correspondent Jamie Yukas is at the courthouse.
To continue to apply that level of force to a person proned out, handcuffed behind their back, that in no way, shape, or form is anything that is by policy. It's not part of our training.
Minneapolis Police Chief Madeira Arredondo told jurors former officer Derek Chauvin did not follow proper policies.
Sanctity of life is absolutely vital.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Does Derek Chauvin almost have to take the stand to defend himself now?
The only person who can say that he thought that he wasn't causing enough harm for death is Derek Chauvin.
The man who was in the SUV with George Floyd the day he died is expected to testify today. Despite the growing number of COVID vaccinations in the U.S., young people are leading a new surge in infections. CBS's David Begno is at the hospital in Lansing, Michigan.
It definitely feels like deja vu all over again.
Dr. Meredith Hill is the medical director of the emergency department, and she says that experience is making a big difference here at Sparrow Hospital, which is nearing capacity yet again.
We are running probably 95, 96%.
Michigan's test positivity rate is over 17% compared with nearly 4% just a month ago.
There's obviously more community spread right now. Schools are going back into session, sports teams, lesser restrictions.
Michigan's Department of Health says more than 40% of the new outbreaks are tied to youth sports and K-12 schools.
What's the average age of the person coming in infected now?
We're seeing younger and younger patients, 20s, 30s.
Cases right now are the highest among those 10 years old to 29, and they're the lowest for those 70 and older, most people who've been vaccinated so far.
CBS News has learned President Biden will move up eligibility for all adults from May 1st to April 19th. March Madness ends in elation for Baylor fans. The Bears beat Gonzaga 86-70 to take their first national title ever. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Coach Drew and Baylor complete college basketball's greatest rebound with a championship.
On a night where all eyes were on the Gonzaga Bulldogs and their quest for an undefeated season, it was Baylor head coach Scott Drew and the Bears who stole the spotlight.
Butler with the drive.
The game was lopsided from the start. Baylor jumped out to an early lead, which it never relinquished. Star guard Jared Butler leading the way.
Butler, step back three.
For Baylor, winning college basketball's biggest prize is the culmination of a rebuild dating back to 2003. That's when head coach Scott Drew was brought on to revamp the team.
Hey, Texas, we got a national championship too.
Reports say baseball's All-Star Game will be held at Coors Field in Denver after Atlanta was ruled out over new state voting restrictions. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
We're waiting for a formal announcement from MLB today, but the league has said it opposes restrictions at the ballot box. And in terms of access, Colorado is one of the easiest states to vote in. It sends mail-in ballots to every voter in the state. With a 95% return rate, the state had the second highest turnout in the presidential election. While Georgia's law does expand access to early voting statewide, it shrinks the window for sending absentee ballots, limits the number of ballot drop boxes, and gives more control of elections to Georgia's lawmakers, who are majority Republican.
Some Republicans are calling for boycotts of companies like Delta and Coca-Cola, which have condemned Georgia's new voting law. Crews in Florida continue to pump millions of gallons of toxic wastewater into Tampa Bay to try to prevent massive flooding. Melissa Fitzsimmons and her family have left their home.
We have family that live a couple miles down the road, so we've kind of brought everything there that we need to and then are just preparing for the worst.
If the reservoir ruptures, officials say it could unleash a wall of water 20 feet high filled with phosphorus and nitrogen from an old fertilizer processing plant. LGBTQ advocates are applauding Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
This would be and is a vast government overreach.
Hutchinson, a Republican, has vetoed a bill that would outlaw gender-affirming hormone treatments and surgery for transgender people under the age of 18.
The state should not presume to jump into the middle of every medical, human, and ethical issue.
A simple majority of the state's GOP-controlled legislature would be able to override the veto and make Arkansas the first in the nation to enact a ban. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has details on a hate crime charge in an alleged racist attack near L.A.
A Southern California man is charged with throwing rocks at an Asian woman and her six-year-old son as they were in a car in Fullerton last week. The Orange County District Attorney's Office says Roger Janke told police that Koreans in the area were trying to control him. He faces charges including violating civil rights and a hate crime. He has pleaded not guilty.
There are reports Iran has charged 10 officials in last year's downing of a Ukrainian jetliner. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
It took 3 days in January 2020 for Iran to admit its forces had mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner, killing all 176 on board. Now, Iranian media say simply that 10 officials have been indicted over the incident. The announcement comes as Tehran is commencing indirect nuclear negotiations with the West.
In Jordan, Crown Prince Hamza, who's been under house arrest after an alleged coup attempt, has affirmed his loyalty to his brother, King Abdullah. In a letter released by the royal court, Hamza vows to back his sibling to protect Jordan and its national interests. The ketchup company that promises is having a difficult time keeping its vow. Packets of Heinz are in short supply, with takeout meals soaring in popularity during the pandemic. Meet the Texas man who ran from one Disney theme park to the other.
Don Muchow has just finished the run of his life, something that started before the pandemic at Disneyland in Southern California and ended here in Orlando at Disney World. To call attention to type 1 diabetes and to show patients the importance of exercise.
Find a safe way to be physically active than to run in the other direction and end up facing complications with vision and circulation, because that was almost my story.
There were breaks for his father's death and then the pandemic, but with his 2,800-mile run now in the books, Muchow has some plans.
Eat a lot of steak, sleep until I wake up.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
2 years after his first hit,
I got the horses in the
Lil Nas X rides a new wave of controversy to return to number one.
Talking, you ain't even at the top.
Montero back in the top spot after the uproar over the rapper's Satan shoe promo. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.